AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. American Ilya Malinin, called the Quad God, crashed out of the Olympic figure skating podium in Italy after a disastrous free skate. Malinin fell twice and dropped from first place after the short program to eighth overall.
Honestly, disappointment, you know, coming into the free program. I was really confident, just really feeling good about it. And then it just, you know, really just like, it's right there, and it just left your hands.
The arena sat in stunned silence as Malinin fought back tears after one of his worst performances.
A mistake happened, and should have tried to put it aside and focus on the next thing, but it's almost like I wasn't aware of where I was in the program.
Mikhail Shaderov of Kazakhstan takes a shocking gold medal. He seemed just as shocked as everyone as the realization hit in that he had won the gold medal. Shaderov was only in sixth place after the short program and an afterthought as the night began. Those frightening images of a masked man on Nancy Guthrie's porch in Arizona could provide valuable clues to investigators. The FBI already has analyzed the videos from Guthrie's doorbell camera to identify the suspect's backpack. The 84-year-old mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie has been missing for almost 2 weeks. Dennis Whitney brought flowers to the Guthrie home.
Sorry. I'm just really sorry.
I can't imagine. You know, being in that situation, it's easy to look at it from the outside and say, well, that's somebody else's family, but that's, they got to be going through hell.
A federal judge says the government has to bring a Babson College freshman in Massachusetts back after officials deported her to Honduras. Some school districts dropped plans for class pictures after widespread social media posts linked a billionaire with ties to Jeffrey Epstein to the photography giant Life Touch. Stocks finished mixed on Wall Street. This is AP News. Former CNN host Don Lemon pleaded not guilty to federal civil rights charges in Minnesota.
He was accused in a protest at a church in St. Paul, where an Immigration and Customs Enforcement official is a pastor. Four other people also pleaded not guilty in the case, including civil rights attorney and prominent local activist Nikema Levi Armstrong. She says the U.S. Attorney's Office lacks credibility and is doing the bidding of President Trump.
This is not about justice. This is about punishing dissent. This is about punishing nonviolent protests and trying to silence us. But we refuse to be silent. We're not going to capitulate or bow down to Donald Trump.
Lemon says he was reporting on the protesters as an independent journalist at City's church on January 18th. But prosecutors accuse him of joining a mob. Nine people have been indicted in the case. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.